Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Wednesday, October 23rd, 2019 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. I'm your host, Chris Hinckley. We're all Road Warriors, those who would esteem ourselves to be. And as always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. We're going to get to the Myron Fagan. That's kind of a default setting error there. But we're going to get to the Anthony Sutton lecture from 1976. We're talking about democratic socialism this week, which is a term that has gained much popularity, notoriety in recent years. And people don't understand really from whence it came. And my conjecture is that it was popularized, and I would say coined in its modern incarnation, by the Fabian Society, the Fabian Socialists. And this whole discussion arose. I mean, the term has been levied a time or two on this broadcast. I'm not a fan of the term. I'm not a fan of its efforts or the sly motivations behind it. Just some things, some points, you know, that we've discussed along the way, and a couple of things, and then we'll get to Anthony Sutton's lecture on the subject of socialism. Really, all socialism that we see just gets rebranded time and time again. And as far as I'm concerned, it should be called international industrialist socialism. It's a way to offload it's a kind of a limited liability concept. So you offload responsibility and liability onto the people, the masses, and, you know, some of the load, financial and whatever. You offload the obligations onto the people, and then you privatize the profits, essentially, and the ownership and control. And that happens in a variety of ways. So I mentioned that, you know, if you search democratic socialism and Amitai Etzioni, you'll find some interesting counterpoints in this discussion. It's interesting, you know, that you find Nikki Rapana's work on this subject. You find work by Larkin, Texas, and you bump into the concept at some point of techno-slavery, which I think is perhaps best identified in the confluence of discussion. You know, I mentioned Bill Joy's article, Why the Future Needs Us, or excuse me, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us, and that was published April 1st, 2000. And, you know, for those who don't know who Bill Joy is, he's a guy worth investigating. When you read his article published in 2000, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us, you understand this guy is one of those guys that's, you know, been there through, you know, kind of at the headwaters of major technological development. So, you know, working with Uncle Sam, DARPA, and, you know, he's a guy who's been around and seen a thing or two, Sun Microsystems and so on. But you read this piece, he talks about Ray Kurzweil, Age of Spiritual Machines, which was about to be published when he first met Ray Kurzweil. and he read an excerpt of Ray's forthcoming book, The Age of Spiritual Machines, and it was an excerpt. He said, you don't realize it until you flip the next page. As Bill Joy put it in the book, you don't discover until you turn the page that the author of this passage is Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber. And so he says Kaczynski's actions were murderous and, in my view, criminally insane. He's clearly a Luddite, but simply saying this does not dismiss his argument. As difficult as it is for me to acknowledge, I saw some merit in the reasoning in this single passage. I felt compelled to confront it. And so one is confronted with the reality of this difficult discussion. Ted Kaczynski's manifesto titled Industrial Society and Its Future. And socialism is at the center of this discussion, and democratic socialism. And let me get right to the point before we move on to sort of punctuate this, because when the discussion of democratic socialism arose most recently, it was Thursday, October 10th, we closed the broadcast with a conversation between Renee in North Carolina and I discussing democratic socialism, and I said, do you realize that essentially democratic socialism is, you know, the Fabian socialists, the Fabian society, they're democratic socialists. They're advocates, proponents of democratic socialism. Everyone should know that. And if you don't know what the Fabian society is all about, you need to know. You need to investigate, because that's kind of the headwaters of social engineering and change. There are a number of other satellite groups, but this is, you know, these Rhodes Milner roundtable groups and the kindergartens and, you know, the Toynbee groups that spun off, and these intellectual little clubs, dinner clubs and things that then would become think tanks where they smith their talking points. I saw if you're familiar, I mean, right from the Wikipedia entry. Where is that? Okay, so the Fabian Society founded the London School of Economics and Political Science in 1895. I just saw a video, I think yesterday, from the London School of Economics. Haven't watched all of it yet. Can America still have a successful foreign policy? What? Can America still have a successful foreign policy? Hour and 40-minute talk, Professor Stephen Walt in particular. Where is it? Since its victory in the Cold War, U.S. foreign policy has been largely a failure. Neither Republicans nor Democrats seem able to manage world affairs as successfully as they once did. Donald Trump took office pledging to fix the problem and, quote, make America great again, end quote. But his actions as president have done nothing to make Americans or the world either safer or more prosperous. What would a more realistic and successful foreign policy look like? And what needs to change in order to implement it? I think maybe if we just revisit George Washington's 1796 farewell address, we would, you know. Anyway, Stephen M. Walt is the Robert and Renee Belfer Professor of International Affairs at the Harvard Kennedy School of Government. He previously taught at Princeton University and University of Chicago, where he served as Master of the Social Science Collegiate Division and Deputy Dean of Social Sciences. He has been a resident associate of the Carnegie Endowment for Peace and a guest scholar at the Brookings Institution. If you want an establishment guy, I mean, you want a hardcore toady, you can't find a better man than Stephen Walt. On and on his pedigree goes. Guest scholar at Brookings. Remember, it was originally the IGR, Institute for Government Research. What was going on there? One of the biggest things that came out of IGR was William Willoughby's Principles of Judicial Administration. Became Brookings. Stephen M. Walt. He also served as a consultant for the Institute of Defense Analyses, the Center for Naval Analyses, and the National Defense University. He presently serves on the editorial boards of Foreign Policy, you know, the Council on Foreign Relations publication, quarterly publication, Security Studies, International Relations, and Journal of Cold War Studies. And he also serves as co-editor of the Cornell Studies in Security Affairs, published by Cornell University Press. Additionally, it just never ends. He was elected as a fellow in the American Academy of Arts and Sciences in May 2005. And on his pedigree goes. The Global Response to U.S. Primacy, 2005, co-authored and with co-author J.J. Mearsheimer, The Israel Lobby, 2007. I wonder if Michael Collins Piper would have anything to say about the Israel Lobby. And, you know, one of the only guys to ever refer to Jules Archer, we'll hear Anthony Sutton refer to Jules Archer in this talk from 1976. Who's talking about Jules Archer these days? Michael Collins Piper did. Anyway, so the London School of Economics, you know, is one of those satellite groups spun off, complements of Cecil Rhodes' Last Will and Testament. And so, like I was saying yesterday, you know, when Paul in New Jersey says, well, maybe we should, you know, Andrew Yang's idea gives people a leg up in the first money game. They get money hot off the presses. Okay. I am not a fan of the Federal Reserve System. I'm not a fan of the inflationary scheme. I'm not a fan of the first money game and all of these ways to exploit and, you know, to exploit the folks, the common folks, so to speak, as a result of their lack of knowledge, to occlude essential knowledge from them. And then in Dewey Oxberger, you know, Ox from the movie Stripes, John Candy's character, or more accurately, William Devil Bill Livingston Rockefeller fashion, you know, snake oil salesman fashion, to prey upon and take advantage of people. Oh, you don't know how this works? Well, it's simple. It's just the first money game. You don't know about the first money? Oh, well, too bad for you. You know, William Devil Bill Livingston Rockefeller, the guy that said, you know, I try to trick my children. It makes them sharp. And so these people literally think, people like that think, well, if you're too stupid to figure it out, I'll just keep doing this and I'm doing you a favor because hopefully you'll learn the trick that I'm playing on you. If you don't, well, shame on you. Never mind the evil that they're perpetrating. That just doesn't seem to register for people like that. So this is where the Fabian Society comes from, that sort of mindset, you know, the wolf in sheep's clothing, London School of Economics. You know, if we're going to do the first money game and give people a universal basic income, let's send them to London School of Economics for a year. Let's give them some kind of tax-exempt status, their own foundation or something, their own Open Society Foundation, their own Carnegie Endowment. Let's do that, and let's teach them how to run a scheme from generation to generation, and then let's see what happens. Let's balance the tables a little bit. Let's get rid of the idea that competition is a sin, and let's give, you know, one. I think, as I've said before, Aaron Russo's Trading Places was part one of Freedom to Fascism. Let's do, you know, let's do what we see done in Trading Places. Can we teach these people? I bet we can. And that's what these ne'er-do-wells are afraid of. Like Thomas Jefferson said, I am not among those who fear the people. There are clearly some who fear the people. This gets back to sentiments by those of Lord Acton. There are some people who don't want you and I to know how certain things work so that they can keep their predatory schemes in place in perpetuity. Anthony Sutton was one of the folks who worked in contravention to that and shed light on those kinds of effects.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's the good life. Full of fun seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself. Don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. All right, some definitions real quick. And then we'll get to Anthony Sutton in the next segment here. So, again, as we've discussed, so democratic socialism, first of all, who would trust an organization that was founded in secret that's trying to propagandize everyone, social engineer everyone, and won't disclose the inner workings of its, you know, inner sanctum, its councils and so forth. I mean, the, you know, or its membership, Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, for example. I mean, apparently it's just not a concern to Americans anymore. When you look at things that are right out in plain view, we haven't heard much about the Strong Cities stuff lately. Remember the Strong Cities Network? Remember Baron Weidenfeld and his buddies, the, what is it, the Council of Three or whatever the heck it is that, you know, this whole nonsense began as? It was a group of three guys, and the what's her name, Attorney General Loretta Lynch, her announcement, Attorney General Loretta E. Lynch announces the launch of the Strong Cities Network at United Nations General Assembly. Remember that? We had that announcement, and then there was something that happened in Oregon, and everybody forgot about this announcement Tuesday, September 29, 2015. Has it really been that long already? Good grief. So, you know, violent extremism, combating violent extremism, CVE, that Obama-era network, you know, we're so she says, I'd like to thank all of the mayors, blah, 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 for our communities and our world by serving on the steering committee of the Strong Cities Network. What is this? You know, she talked about this, and what was the group? I forget now. That was drawn, that grew out of the group of three, basically a committee of three, these three guys. this is sort of off topic. Maybe I'll have to come back to that. So she mentioned who is leading it, and I can't think of the group. Well, maybe that I should have, no. Anyway, so she mentioned the. That's really going to bother me. Strong Cities Network. The reason that this comes to mind is, you know, we had that announcement and it just sort of fell by the wayside. And it reminds me of the Real ID Act from 2005 that we're now seeing. I saw an article a couple of weeks ago about the fact that now that's finally going to kick in after Americans forgot about it. And so now we have to deal with this. And in the same fashion, you know, the Strong Cities Network, we keep hearing these hashtag, you know, this city strong. And I think there's a direct correlation. But the point is, this club of three, George Weidenfeld, Baron Weidenfeld, he's part of the club of three. And it's the Institute for Strategic Dialogue that I was thinking of that was leading the – how did she put it? Said the Institute for Strategic Dialogue was basically going to direct. It's the steering committee essentially of the Strong Cities Network, and the Institute for Strategic Dialogue is not an American based organization, and it was born out of the Club of Three. Three guys essentially are going to direct the Strong Cities Network in America. And that gets back to this other stuff that we're talking about. It's all born out of the same impetus to control everyone everywhere, a small coterie of folks wanting to control folks everywhere. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Welcome back. So I mentioned the Ditchley Foundation yesterday and the Congress Bells. And, you know, you find this influence all over, this pervasive influence. So the New American, Joe Wolverton, wrote an interesting article after this announcement, about a month after. Strong Cities Network, Trilateral CFR Rothschild Connections. And he said, as I reported on October 6th, the Strong Cities Network, SCN, is a program hatched by the Department of Justice wherein, and this was at the UN again. And for those who don't know, investigate the UN. There was a time in America where we were all pretty, I think, you know, there was a generation that was very aware of the fact that you investigate just a little bit, and the UN is very anti-American. It's very anti-American organization and that should not exist. And so, you know, this gets back to groups like the the Fabian Society. You know, who would trust a group with its coat of arms as the wolf in sheep's clothing? I certainly would not. Or groups that plan in secret and then want to tell us all what to do. You know what? You don't need to be privy to our secret meetings, but here's what everyone needs to do. And you see, you see the outworking of their ideals in pop culture sometimes. You know, for example, you know, it's interesting. It's interesting to me. I don't think it's a coincidence that you have the Obama era combating violent extremism efforts, CVE, and you had all of those Marvel, DC movies. You know, the whatchamacallit series, the X-Men series, for example, with a number of thematic elements that I would say derive from these initiatives, you know, the combating violent extremism. You have movies like Assassin's Creed from 2016, that freedom scene about 30 minutes in, you know, the 1492 Inquisition, the Apple, you know, and what's his name? Michael Fassbender, I think, is the main character. There's that scene where he says, you know, she's telling him all along, he's here to be cured of violence. He says, I'm here to be cured of violence. Who's here to cure you? In other words, quis custodiat ipsos custodis? Who will guard the guard? Who will guard the guards? Who will watch the watchers? And her father, that was I think it's Jeremy Irons, is the, you know, who plays the father. He says, you know, basically mankind is irredeemable, and people need to understand that. I believe the devil has hatched a scheme whereby man's sinful nature is used against him. Oh, well, man is irredeemable. You know, we can't fix him. He has this violent nature. Well, you are pushing people everywhere to violence, which gets back to Pike's letter to Mazzini. And I don't want to get too far afield, but this subject always comes back around. It's always there lurking, I believe. This concept of three world wars, two have already happened. This was, you know, before the turn of the 20th century, this was anathema. What is a world war? The first one was referred to as the Great War. What was great about it? The Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agents who are blah, 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 between political Zionists and leaders of the Islamic world. It's funny how these forces are, you know, the wellspring of these forces is this thing called Israel and this thing called Saudi Arabia that did not exist prior to the 20th century. Is that not curious? That seems curious to me. So, I mean, curious to say the least. So I'm sort of wandering away. I want to get back on track here. This concept of, you know, we shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm. That seems to be exactly what Norman Dodd told J. Edward Griffin was happening at the turn of the 20th century. That seems to be what the Rees Committee discovered. That seems to be what all these other folks understand. That seems to be exactly what Anthony Sutton is going to tell us from that that 1976 lecture that we're going to play. And as far as phone calls are concerned, I want to wait until we play this, and we'll take calls after we hear Anthony Sutton's 1976 lecture. It seems to be the same common theme that you hear. You know, folks like Allison Weir over at If Americans Knew talks about Dorothy Thompson, who was the second most influential woman only in America, only to Eleanor Roosevelt, only to the First Lady. And Dorothy Thompson was a media darling until she said, you know what, I went and saw with my own eyes, it seems like Zionism is a recipe for perpetual war. And people said, oh my goodness, you say that, that's political and career suicide. Alison Weir has detailed how a certain coterie of specific and special interests has essentially bought up the market of magazines. I was looking at, along those lines, people say, how can you do that? How is that possible? I looked at the, what was it? There was one, I can't think of it. There was a series of mergers and acquisitions by the Meredith Corporation, which is one that most people have never heard of. But, you know, you look at their readership and viewership. Meredith Corporation is just one media conglomerate started by Edwin T. Meredith back in 1902, 117-year-old company. From the Wikipedia entry, Meredith Corporation is an American media conglomerate based in Des Moines, Iowa. The company owns magazines, television stations, websites, and radio stations. Meredith's publications have a readership of more than 120 million. That's almost half the country. Paid circulation of more than 40 million, and its websites have nearly 135 million monthly unique visitors. That's, you know, almost half of every man, woman, and child in America, as an example, as an illustration. Meredith's broadcast television stations reach 11% of U.S. households, 1 in 10. So, you know, and a lot of these publications are familiar names. I'm not going to go through all of them, but it's just an example. And so, you know, you get back to the concept of fingers and the hand. Is there a hand? That's the idea of the hidden hand. The fingers, you can see, they look like they're independent, maybe parallel, but they're all attached to a hand. And if you don't think that there's influence from the hand, go work at one of these organizations. Go work at 10 of them and see if there are not consistencies that you can identify. I've worked in corporate America. I know folks that talk about the certain things that happen from corporation to corporation that are part of a conglomerate like Meredith, for example. And so that's why it's important to understand the influences behind things. So in the case of the Institute for Strategic Dialogue, for instance, well, we heard about the Strong Cities Network. Loretta Lynch said, when the representatives of the Strong Cities Network joined together for their first annual summit in Paris in spring 2016, they will be making a strong and clear statement to their citizens of the world. We stand united against violence, united against fear, and united in the pursuit of a better and brighter future. The Bible talks about a concept of, you know, people coming and saying, peace, peace, but there's only war. And so there is this initiative that seems to have sprung up in the late 19th century. Many folks have written about it. It is very deeply religious in nature, I would say. It's I would call it anti-biblical, to give it a label. And it basically is seeking to drive the world into this frenetic state that is sort of outlined in the most prophetic letter never written, Albert Pike's letter to Giuseppe Mazzini, August 15, 1871, outlining three world wars, the third fomented between the forces of political Zionism and political Islam. And suddenly we see those forces, the wellspring of the ideology, you know, this state of Israel, which I would not call the biblical Israel, is synonymous with Zionism, you know, which is synonymous with perpetual war, as folks like Dorothy Thompson have told us. You know, the Irgun was an avowedly terrorist network, but now it's been you know, organized crime has a corporate face and it's all sanitized and whitewashed and pretty now. And Saudi Arabia, you know, beheads more people than ISIS. This is where the ideology comes from, the Wahhabi ideology that British intelligence and British intrigue has used to balkanize the world effectively since the, you know, mid to late 18th century. So it's important to know where these things come from. So anyway, Institute for Strategic Dialogue, Joe Wolverton's article, Strong Cities Network, Trilateral CFR Rothschild Connections. He writes, in Europe, ISD has gained a reputation for being committed to the identification and targeting of far-right extremists. Now four American cities, New York, Atlanta, Denver, and Minneapolis, have become part of ISD's Strong Cities Network. And as you look, I think it was 26 at last count. I don't know. I think it's on the website, strongcities.org, I think, is it? Yeah. About the League, events and trainings, legislative issues, resources and research, publications. See, it's a thing and nobody even knows it's a thing. Where's the list of cities? They used to have that, cities and town. League of Arizona. Cities and towns. Anyway. About the League. Organizational structure, league charter, executive committee, strategic plan, history, 25-member executive committee. Anyway. Oh, well, now this is redirecting. That's weird. I wonder what happened to the – that's the Arizona League. That's why I'm confused. Strongcities.org redirects to Arizona League. That's interesting. Anyway. I was unaware of that. So, but the point is, this is something that Loretta Lynch announced, Attorney General Loretta Lynch announced in 2015 at the United Nations General Assembly, and she talked about the ISD, the Institute for Strategic Dialogue, being the steering arm of this effort here in America. And you find out, if you do some research quickly, that the Institute for Strategic Dialogue, according to their own website, and they buried that after people started talking about it, but it itself was born out of this thing called the Club of Three. And the Club of Three was three guys. It was Baron Weidenfeld, George Weidenfeld, who's an interesting character to say the least, and a couple other guys. And so, I mean, that sounds patently un-American to me. And it says right on his Wikipedia entry, to this day, in January 2006, the Institute for Strategic Dialogue, founded as the Club of Three in the 1990s, was established with Weidenfeld as its leadership program in Oxford, and in 2010 founded the Humanitas program of visiting chairs at Oxford and Cambridge. And if you go back and you start to understand what Toynbee was doing with these little dinner clubs and think tanky organizations where they were smithing their talking points, it's the same thing. That might sound like a leap to some people from the Fabian Society, but I assure you if you dig in, it is not. And I don't want to go further than that. I'm just going to say that so we can actually get back on track. So the Fabian Society, getting back to definitions, from the Wikipedia entry, Fabian Society Wikipedia entry, the Fabian Society is a British socialist organization whose purpose is to advance the principles of democratic socialism. Remember, democratic socialism, that term is the sort of focal point of this week's broadcasts. And people don't realize Fabian Socialists, the Fabian Society, man, they are democratic socialist proponents. What does that mean? The organization that originally had its coat of arms as a wolf in sheep's clothing. They are advocates and proponents of democratic socialism. What does this mean? We're getting to that. And so, you know, speaking of definitions, and again, you know, I'll skip forward a little bit. Nicky Rapana, drawing from the Book of Isms, pointed out communitarianism, idea and movement in politics, with the demise, quote, with the demise of true socialism as a viable intellectual force, communitarianism is now the most active philosophical opposition to liberalism. Communitarianism is usually presented in vague terms, but is probably best understood as a mild form of collectivism or democratic socialism, quote unquote. Stick around, we'll be right back.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up, churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank, fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns, their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down, the fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up, and long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance, he's going for speed. She's all alone, all alone in a time of need.
Welcome back. We had that quote from Bill Clinton handy because that sort of comes to mind. Remember that quote, you know, Americans have too much freedom. Sometimes you got to limit that freedom. You know, how did he say that? When we organized, yeah, that's what it is. When we got organized as a country and we wrote a fairly radical constitution with a radical Bill of Rights, giving a radical amount of individual freedom to Americans, it was assumed that Americans, the Americans who had that freedom would use it responsibly. That is, when we set up this country, abuse of people by government was a big problem. So if you have, now it's not abuse by government so much as, you know, just a small coterie of the public-private partnership or fascism, I guess. That's an element of it. It's the worst of everything, the worst of fascism, communism, socialism, you know, international industrialism, Fordism, so-called capitalism, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, but he said that is when we set up this country, abuse by government was a big problem. So if you read the Constitution, it's rooted in the desire to limit the ability, government's ability to mess with you, because that was a huge problem. It can still be a huge problem, but it is assumed that people would basically be raised in coherent families and coherent communities. They work for the common good. Anyway, he went on to say that was 1994, and he talked about, you know, when we get to a point where we're at now, sometimes maybe you got to limit that freedom. I disagree. The family and the communities have been attacked. Family unit has been attacked. You can see it in all the propaganda saying dad is crazy. You know, the kids are in charge, but mom really rules the roost, and dad's just he's an incompetent, impotent imbecile. And that's been going on for generations now, attacking the family unit, attacking communities. Again, when that subject arises, I think one of the best installments of how that's happening and how we're actually engineering that through techno-slavery, as folks like Larkin, Texas would put it, I think one of the best entries is Patrick Porter's article from 2015. Anyway, I'll finish the definitions quickly at the beginning of the next segment, and we'll get to Anthony Sutton's 1976 lecture, which I think is very pertinent and relevant, every bit as relevant today as it was then. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.